I am joined by Amy Kimberly, our all-star executive director of the Carbondale Arts Organization here in Carbondale, here to tell us about another grant that you guys have scored. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And this one coming from the DeVos Institute of Arts Management. So could you tell us a little bit about what the DeVos Institute of Art Management is?
You know, it's a program of the University of Maryland, and I, too, am just learning about them. But their focus is working with rural communities in strategic planning and visioning and all those kind of, you know, around planning. So they have a national grant that they put out. It was highly competitive, and they were picking five rural communities to work with, and we were one of the chosen.
Wow. And when will that process begin?
Well, it has begun. The first visit from the DeVos, our expert that will be coming to work with us, and I think there'll be several, is April 23rd. But, you know, I've already had to get them, you know, so much information, things like annual plans, our last strategic plan, mission statements, programs, you know. So they have a lot of information, and then from that they begin working with us. And then we also had to put together our task force. So that involves a lot of people from the community.
And is this a sum of money that Carbondale Arts receives to directly put towards strategic planning?
It is. We do not directly get any of the money, but what we get is that value in expertise, and we'll come out of it with a really strong strategic plan. Our main goal and the focus I felt where things are getting kind of like, okay, what does the next 5 years look like? And it's not clear precisely to me. So that's why I think this process is going to be really valuable. But, you know, the creative district process was really exciting. I mean, you know, the state came in big, and the communities that got in there early especially really got a lot of support. We had expertise and financial support. And now a lot of us are 4-6 years down the road, and it's like, you know, a baby that's now become an adult, and you're on your own, and how are we going to move forward? And while Colorado Creative Industries is extremely supportive, still, you know, a lot of the initial vision and strategic plans for many of us are now, you know, it's time to renew and look at what that is and look at how the creative district really fits into the fabric of life and with the other organizations like, you know, the Chamber and Tourism. We work closely with them, but, you know, how do we survive? How do we all embrace this concept, you know, which actually Carbondale is looked at as a model of embracing all, you know, we really are working well together. But behind that, there's, I mean, this creative district has no financial support. So it's really kind of a people-powered or project-powered kind of entity. I can get grants for certain projects that, you know, help fuel the creative district. And then there's, you know, new entities like CoVenture, which is kind of the other arm of economic development, and the creative district works a lot in economic development. Colorado Creative Industries is an arm of Office of Economic Development. So, you know, how do we all really work together in a way that strengthens all of us and sustains all of us and gives Carbondale, you know, its biggest bang for its buck?
So when we imagine what the creative district could be accomplishing in 5 years, just to put it in perspective, what has the creative district accomplished in the past 5 years? Just to rattle off a few, there's a long list.
Thanks for asking, Raleigh. Yeah, I mean, it is amazing. And I think sometimes people don't realize, because a lot of what we've been working on is going to be highly visible this summer. But a lot of it's been in the design phase. I will say that we were able to get the branding has been huge. You know, it's just, it's something that the tourism can use and, you know, CoVenture, just this creative soup we have here. I have seen it spur a lot of individuals to really pursue their passions and, you know, move forward with businesses. And some of them are highly successful. And a lot of businesses that have moved into this area, I hear like Y-Cycles or, you know, these makers, that even though there were higher expenses to moving here, the support and the community has really been the payback, and really their businesses are thriving. So I've seen a lot of that, which is probably, you know, one of my most favorite things. But also, you know, we've got these icons, you know, the whole branding thing with the logo and the icons and the different businesses. We have a web page. We have a creative industry inventory on that web page with over 220 businesses just in Carbondale that are creative businesses. And it's a great resource to check out if you're looking for someone who might, a seamstress to an architect to an individual artist. It's, you know, you can find it all there. We've had the Artway project that we do in collaboration. Carbondale Arts is kind of the mother entity of the Creative District. So there are projects that we kind of do together, you know, because it's hard to differentiate. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing this plan should help us try to do is like Carbondale Arts, how do we retain who we are? How does the Creative District, you know, and how do we empower the community to realize the Creative District belongs to all of us? You know, Gavin from KDNK is on the governance committee of the Creative District, and KDNK, you know, the logo, all of that belongs to the people. Mm-hmm. Not to Carbondale Arts. But there is that perception sometimes. And, you know, so little issues like that are what we're really going to try to look at and see how we can get clarity and give our community clarity.
And I imagine that having that distinction and giving stronger legs to the Creative District as its own entity will help Carbondale Arts then focus the energy on all of the many events that the organization is already on top of, like Mountain Fair, and we recently had the fashion show.
Exactly. And then, you know, Rosie Bell, the maker bus, she's a really busy bus, and you know, our belief in bringing arts and access to creativity, you know, is really at the heart of just about everything we do. So you know, there's many ways that is manifested from the gallery. I mean, we have openings every 6 weeks. I mean, there's a full plate. And then just this spring, summer, people are really going to see a lot of the fruition of the last several years of the Creative District, because the archway is going to go up over the Rio Grande Artway. Murals are going to be popping up. It's really, we have a call out for two large-scale murals going out April 15th. There's an information station that a guy named Joe Burley designed, and we're really excited about it, and it's going to sit right at 4th and Main, so when people come to this community, they can get a visual idea of where to go and what's happening, you know, and they'll learn about, they could go to Red Hill, they, you know, there'll be recreation, there'll be arts. It's kind of like a sculptural chamber.
And from my conversations with Mr. Joe Burley, I understand it's going to be shaped like a prayer wheel.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be interactive, spins. You know, it's really a beautiful piece. We're really excited. And, you know, we debated about digital. Everyone's so digital. You know, do we go digital or do we go visceral? You see, you feel. And you know, I just still think people really, really enjoy that immediate interaction that isn't digital.
You know, that's something that I see in a lot of what you're doing. These projects like the Rio Grande Artway really pull us out of our digital worlds and help us to interact with each other, our community, and creating these spaces, and then with each other enjoying these physical, real places that we can express ourselves and share.
Well, there's no question that, like, okay, the world's changing. We're in the 21st century, my favorite term. But how can we be proactive as a community to ensure that, you know, we can keep moving forward without reliance on some of the things that are changing? I mean, sales tax dynamics are changing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a known fact around the world. So, you know, how can we be set up to be authentic in who we are and be current and be able to be sustainable, you know, just not only environmentally, but, you know, financially and grow as a community that is a community that we love and feel connected to. So, you know, it's a challenge, and so many communities are trying to figure it out. And really, Carbondale is so far ahead of the curve in many, many ways. I mean, you know, co-working, we're implementing the ways of, actually the current ways. It's just that, you know, it's somewhat in the future. But, you know, I think we are really looking at ways to be a community that retains its authenticity and moves forward, you know, as times change. So we'll see. The verdict's still out, but I feel very connected to what everybody's doing, what KD&K is doing, what CoVenture's doing, what Chamber and Tourism is doing. I feel like there is a collective spirit here, and that spirit is not everywhere. And I get calls from communities all over the state, and I've worked it with other communities throughout the state. And you know, they do look at us as, wow, how can we get what you guys got? But, you know, I tell them, it's such an organic process, and it really involves the people that are involved in the community and the outreach and the talking and the collaboration. So there is no one easy answer, but we have been lucky in Carbondale that our government works so well with all of us. We all play well together. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And how many years has it been since you took the helm of Carbondale Arts?
I believe it was 2011. So yeah. I guess it doesn't seem that long, but it's getting up there now.
I'm sure with all of the things that you've been doing, every day is action-packed and the time is flying.
It's pretty crazy over there. But we are excited that we will have to take this time to do the planning process, and we're excited to hear the voices of the community. And in this process, we will go out. There will be some times when we'll ask for even more input. And I actually think it's going to be really, really helpful to both Carbondale Arts, the Creative District, and this community as we move forward.
And what's the best way to be in touch with Carbondale Arts?
Well, our webpage is usually very current and can lead you to all sorts of wonderful things, and that's carbondalearts.com. But also signing up for our monthly e-blast. I mean, you learn about what's going on, not only, you know, with us, but we have saved the dates, like what's happening with the Clay Center or Thunder River Theater or KD&K. You know, we try to promote many in our community and get the word out, and a lot of people look towards our e-blast to really give them information, calls for artists. If you're an artist and you want to know when there's open calls, it's a great resource. So yeah, I'd say those are the two best ways, or just come by the launch pad. I mean, there's always things happening.
Amy Kimberly, Director of Carbondale Arts, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Raleigh Burley.